as opposition critic for the Attorney General, you're following the case obviously very closely. Can you give us an update on the most recent events in the case?
On Monday, July the 20th, Justice Bennett made an unprecedented ruling requiring that the Premier's emails, the emails of his senior and closest staff, including the Deputy Minister Jessica McDonald, Chief of Staff Martin Brown, and others, previous cabinet ministers, would have to be produced to her for review, and she will then determine their relevance to the case, and if they're relevant, they will be provided to the defense counsel. So it's a very major step in this case.
So with that decision, is this groundbreaking? I know a lot of commentators have called it, this is setting a precedent in terms of secrecy and government accountability and other things. Do you think this is quite significant, this ruling from Justice Bennett?
I think it's significant because obviously you don't see rulings like this made very often. It isn't necessary. The fact is that the Premier, his staff, these people could have turned over these relevant emails much earlier in the proceeding. Justice Bennett made a more general and frankly very broad order back in 2007. The fact is that this looks and smells more like a cover-up because it's taken so long to get to this stage and finally had to force the court, if you will, or force the defense counsel's hand by bringing on a very specific application, thus leading to the judge's ruling.
And do you think this is going to be what it takes to really hold the government to account?
I'm certainly hopeful. It is a major step. This thing stinks. It has stunk from the start. It was a major broken campaign promise by Gordon Campbell, clear breach of what he told the people of British Columbia. The sale process itself was tainted. We know that two major bidders, experienced corporate bidders, dropped out of the process because they saw it as tainted. The allegation is that the whole thing was set up to prefer CN from the start. CN ends up getting the railway. I believe at the end of the day, the government's going to wear this one. Premier Campbell's going to wear it. Whether or not there's a conviction in the criminal case or not, that's almost irrelevant to finding out the truth about the sale of the rail line, because the accused say quite simply, look, we were just doing what we were told to do. Our orders came from on high.
Talking about Premier Campbell, what do you think the future holds for him and his government?
Well, this has now taken on a far higher profile in the public mind. People are starting to demand answers. Leading editorialists are commenting now, leading columnists, it's about time. The fact that the government refuses to cooperate, refuses to answer basic questions around this, I think is extremely damaging. Is it enough to bring the Premier down? At this stage, no. Does it have that potential? I think possibly yes.
George Copley, a government lawyer representing the Premier and Cabinet, said that, quote, a complete listing of what's available, end quote, will be available on August 17th. Any predictions on what will be made available on the 17th of August?
I suspect it will be a very long list because you're talking about a number of individuals, and I hope what it will disclose is what the defense have been alleging all along, and that is evidence that this was directed from the Premier's office, that the sale was a tainted deal, that the accused were simply following orders when it came to the sale, and we're going to find out about this government's, I would allege, essential dishonesty, lack of transparency and openness, which is what Gordon Campbell campaigned on.
And Gary Mason today in the Globe and Mail paralleled this to Watergate, and I think you've made this, drawn the same parallel as well. Do you think it's that significant?
I think it's extremely significant. One leading BC political scientist has already said this is the biggest political scandal in our province's history. If it's not, it's pretty close. This involves the sale of essentially a billion-dollar crown asset. The thing led to the sale led to an unprecedented raid on the legislature 5.5 years ago. We've never seen anything like that in BC's history. So, yes, I think this is a big one, and to compare it to Watergate is not unreasonable at all, because there has been a cover-up of what was bad about this deal. And in the meantime, the rights of three accused persons who are before the courts, who are charged with serious crimes, have certainly been affected by that failure to disclose.
How do we prevent these things from happening? Does it take it? Do we have to go into criminal proceedings for some of these answers to come out?
Well, a good public inquiry would clear all of this up, but of course there's not going to be any public inquiry until the criminal side of this is finished. The Premier has now gone through two elections since this unprecedented raid on the legislature and been reelected two times. I mean, you can argue on a political level that the people of BC don't care much about this. I would like to think they will care the more they learn about it. Is it frustrating for a member of the opposition? Extremely, because we see this as such a serious breach of trust.
And what's your role now and going forward?
I have been the critic for the Attorney General since the 2005 election, and I will continue in that role as long as my leader wants me to do so. So I will continue to monitor the trial as much as I can, continue to raise the issues that come out of the trial, give it as much public profile as I possibly can. I believe it's serious. I believe there was wrongdoing here in some form or another, criminal or not, who knows. The most recent development, apart from the judge's decision, the disappearance or apparent disappearance of emails that are relevant, is a pretty shocking thing for any government to face. It does smell of cover-up, and so I'll just continue to press. That's my job. That's what the opposition is supposed to do.
What are other members in the NDP caucus doing?
Well, I mean, the principal role in this falls to me. It obviously requires a fair bit of staff time and energy as well. And certainly I'm getting strong encouragement. We all have our individual critic roles to carry, and we're expected to lead on the file.
Well, great. Thank you, Leonard. I really appreciate your time.
A pleasure.
Okay, take care.
Thanks.